Ed, we're here for a launch event for Injustice Gods Among Us, and I guess I wanted to start by saying the Don Valley Parkway is closed today, which is basically the main artery into downtown, yet there's still a massive turnout here for this game. What does that mean to you for somebody who's obviously put a lot of time and effort into this to see that people are that excited for this game that they'll fight what is crazy congestion in the city to get down here?
Well, I guess I wasn't aware of that until you just told me now. So, but that is great because the turnout here looks really, really exciting, and so that's a great feeling. I think the game is going to live up to the anticipation for it. So it feels great.
Now, there is a lot of anticipation with this, and when you take on something as classic as Mortal Kombat has been, and then you infuse DC as well and all the DC characters, you've done that before with Mortal Kombat versus DC, now you're kind of cranking it up to the next level. What do you feel when you go into a project like this? Do you feel a lot of pressure because it's a lot of characters who have a lot of, you know, fan base and loyalty, or what's your thinking when you go into something like this?
Well, we definitely go in with a lot of... I guess respect for the characters. You know, the comic book fans, as I think anybody who's gone to a Comic-Con or has gone online or something, comic book fans are you know, very passionate, very vocal, very opinionated, and you know, you really need to do their character service or you will hear about it. And so when we have a cast of, you know, 25 characters, we definitely take it very seriously, and so we worked with DC, you know, in a really, really collaborative project. You know, we weren't really asking them, you know, is this okay, is that okay. We sat down with them and said, you know, what is the coolest thing that we can all do with this.
So in that, some of the characters that you chose, obviously, to me, were blatantly obvious, like the Batman, Superman, you know, Green Lantern. But then some of them you kind of chose, not lesser known, but they're not as big as... So how was the process of choosing those kind of six or seven characters that rounded out your cast? Did you have a big board that you had to go through? How did you narrow it down to the last few?
For the most part, it was everybody on the team, you know, yelling and standing up for their guy and saying, you know, how can we have this game without Martian Manhunter? How can we have this game without, you know, Lobo or you know, and stuff like that. And that was, you know, a very debate-formatted discussion. And so DC had their favorite ones that they wanted in there, and we had ours. And so the last few was kind of like, you know, okay, Ares will be in the game. Okay, you know, stuff like that. So,
I mean, I like the choices that you came down on, so it's good. But did you have any thought at any point saying there's so many characters that you want to put in that you were thinking about maybe extending the amount that you put in, or did you have to just kind of draw a line in the sand and say, no, we can only have this many characters?
We definitely had to draw a line. We knew that we were going to be doing downloadable characters, and so we have, you know, at least four more characters that are going to be coming down the pipeline in terms of adding to the cast, and that'll be a fun thing. We're announcing one of them tomorrow, actually, which will be cool. But there's always the ones that are like, you know, when you have I don't know how many characters in the DC right. universe, and you can only pick, you know, 28 of them or something, inevitably there will be some that will be left out, and that's a drag.
Well, I love that you brought up the downloadable characters, because we did have a listener tweet into me saying he wants to know, obviously, Mortal Kombat, big part, you guys heavily involved in that franchise. He wants to know if any Mortal Kombat characters could potentially be part of the DLC to fight these DC DC characters.
Could potentially, absolutely. Will be, I guess. Obviously, I can't say. But you know, this is, you know, from the creators of Mortal Kombat. So right, so there's certainly a chance.
So you're saying where there's smoke, there may be fire.
There might be fire. Right.
Now, the big part about this game, obviously, talking to Ed Boon from NetherRealms about Injustice Gods Among Us here on Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, is the finishing moves. Not the finishing moves, but the big special moves that people have. And, you know, when I went down with two of my co-hosts a couple weeks ago, we went down to play an early version of Injustice, and so many of them kind of just make your brain explode when you see them. They're so spectacularly, gruesomely, just awesome. But the one that really got me was Aquaman's. Is just... And I don't know if it's because Aquaman is maybe a little underrated in my head, and you think, oh, Everett's Aquaman, but his is just amazing. Which one is your favorite? Like, which one stands out for you?
Aquaman is my favorite, too. Yeah. That was actually mine. And, you know, from when we started this game, one of the, you know, we wrote down a bunch of things. What are we going to do that's cool about this game? You know, one of them was, you know, interactive backgrounds, destructible backgrounds, multiple arenas, in crazy super moves, you know, greatest story mode and whatever, and make the coolest Aquaman that's ever been in the game. And so when we did a bunch of characters, we did, you know, Superman punching somebody into the sky, Flash running around the world, you know, that really set the tone for how outrageous. And so we said, you know, what should we do with Aquaman? You know, a tidal wave is a given, and this crazy shark event, you know, coming right at the camera was something that you know, we knew we had to make really cool.
I got a chance for one more question. So I'm going to ask you, Justin writes into us and says, what's your favorite character out of all of them? Is it Aquaman because of what you did with him, or which character in this game is your favorite?
My favorite DC character has always been the Flash, you know, just since I was a kid. My favorite character to play in the game is either Green Lantern, Shazam, or Batman. I kind of flip flop between those three.
It's a good three to flip flop between.
Yeah, yeah. So it changes every week. So
thanks very much. I'd appreciate it. And it just looks great. I got my review copy at home. I've been playing it nonstop, and I literally had to put it down to come down here to talk to you. So thanks very much for taking time with us.
I appreciate that.